Could give you thousands of dollars every month, and at the end of the year, or 2 years, or 5 years, you would still feel like, and you can pay me back for all that money I gave you in Mexico City. And I'm just like, oh my God, here we go with that again. Like, dude, I have given you thousands of dollars, and I just feel like you don't feel it. Yeah. It evaporates into thin air.
Yeah.
I pointed it out to you when we were having a fight, like back in October. I just looked at my Venmo, and I'm like, Tracy, I sent you $7,000 just in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you hear that?
I do.
But then you say these things that it hurts me, and because it feels like to me that you're totally detached from reality when you say that, like, I'm supposed to pay you back for that. And I'm just like, dude, I've given you so much more money than that since then. It's just a fact. I'm not bragging.
Yeah.
I know you're hurt over that Mexico City time, you know, but it's like, come on.
Mm. Yeah. You're right.
And I've tried to be more and more generous with money as time goes on. You know? You say you're going to bring Blaze, I send you $2,000.
Yeah.
You know? You say you're going to come to Munich, I send you the money for that immediately. Mm-hmm. Don't even ask you, should I pay for him? You even tell me, I'll pay for it, and I just send it to you.
Yeah. You even sent me more. Thank you. You're right.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could both grow past some of this money stuff we have going on. I mean, I guess they say that it's kind of one of the main things that all couples fight about.
Yeah.
And what's kind of a little bit ironic, I guess, is, I don't know, it brings me back to, you know, you made a comment about your dad's family, you know, back when Pop-Pop's house, back where they were fighting over that, you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe all these people fight about some money. They're so greedy. They all have enough money.
Hmm.
Why are they fighting about it? And I feel like that's you and me.
Yeah.
We've got to hold up a mirror to ourselves in that, because you and I do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have plenty of money, and we're like attacking each other over it, you know?
Yeah. We got war at home.
Hmm?
We got war at home.
Yeah.
That's why there's war everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's war everywhere. People's homes, between countries.
Yeah.
Maybe even between planets, and maybe that's why we see comets. It's actually planets that are fighting with each other, other planets.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing back cannons and stuff. What do you think? Sometimes we get hit.
I don't know. We don't see them very often. They're pretty rare.
Yeah, they don't fight that often.
They're just like... the occasional shot that's fired.
Or they're just too far away. We don't get to see them. They're in, like, other universes. They're somewhere in the galaxy, but we only see it when it's in our universe, right?
Well, but they
somewhere in the Milky Way.
They come through on a regular schedule, though, right? There's a pretty good argument.
Is there a regularly scheduled fight?
Kind of
like Christmas is regularly scheduled?
Or it's an object that's in orbit, right?
Or it's an object that's in orbit, and it's not actually, like, a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the current theory of comets.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Or it's a scheduled fight between planets.
With one shot fired, like, every 87 years or something? Or
but 87 years to them might be... 87 years to us might be, like, a day for them. Maybe their time lasts longer, you know what I mean? Maybe they're shooting stuff every day. Around the same time. You know what I mean? Time is different in different parts of the universe because they're further from whatever spinning, creating time, you know? But things are spinning at different rates, which creates their time schedule too, you know? So wouldn't it be further out, like, more time for us is a fraction of what they experience?
I don't know.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Like, time stretches? Or wait. Because think about when you make, like, a pie for, like, the cords and stuff. What would that mean? Because the slices of pie get bigger as you go further out. So how would that look as in regards to time? Would it look like... Yeah, it would look like our minute is their 87 years, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if we're at the center, I don't know if we're at the center, but they make it seem like we're the center of the universe, don't they? That's how we all feel sometimes, don't we? That we're all the center. We're all the center. Mm-hmm. I'm getting tired.
Not like sleepy tired. I think I'm just kind of, I'm a little tired and just kind of in general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying the other day, I'm juggling a whole lot of things right now. Yeah. And a lot of them are kind of stressful.
Can we feed each other a cookie?
Baby, I'm so full, I can't eat any more cookies.
One more bite?
I can't.
Okay, I don't want to overdo it.
I already don't feel that great, my tummy.
Okay.
From all the cookie dough and...
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm stressed about work.
Yeah, about what?
Just the complexity of some of the problems I'm working on.
Yeah. Are you still enjoying it?
Well... I mean, I do. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's that feeling that if you've ever had in college or whatever of taking some class that's like really difficult for you, and when you buckle down and you really study hard, and even though you feel like, oh my God, this shit's over my head, this is too complicated, I can't do this, but you make yourself go through the motions of studying and you get to a place of like, oh wow, I kind of actually understand this,
yeah.
I can do this.
Feels
it's like, that's how my, I feel like that's how my job is constantly, you know? I have to work really hard, and then I get to places where I see a little
really stretching your brain,
a little sliver of light of like, oh yeah, maybe we can do this. But at other times, I just feel, you know, I kind of want to run away from it. You know, I kind of want to just say like, man, I just can't do this. This is too much. This is too complicated.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend my time doing this. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But other times, I'm like. Other
you
times,
stretch
it's,
your brains
it's,
in other
it's
ways.
It's interesting,
or?
Right? It's it is interesting to stretch your brain in this way. I mean, I guess that's one of the hopes that I have, that I won't develop Alzheimer's or something like that at too early an age, is that I do a very intellectually intense job, and that's one of the best things they say you can do to avoid any kind of dementia.
Does that mean that no software people have ever developed dementia?
Of course it doesn't mean that.
I mean, is there data on that? Like the people in different jobs who gets dementia?
I don't know if there is on different jobs. I just know that that's one of the things.
I think
that,
it all matters. Like, all of it matters. Like, how many kids do they have? How many jobs do they have?
Yeah.
Like, it should all be kind of factored into, like, and these people, most likely, with all of these traits that cross, get dementia. That also has to be about, like, their emotional state, how they relate to people. How do you measure that?
I don't know. I kind of like the simplicity of like the idea that, you know, hey man, you know, your brain is just like your muscles. If you work them out, they're going to be stronger.
Yeah, it's a muscle.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
You got to use it.
It's a muscle.
You
got to
use it or lose it.
Does
you know?
TV kill your brain cells? Because you're not really using your brain to watch TV.
I mean, I think you're using it. I mean, you're definitely using it in some way, but you're not solving. Bunch of
you're letting everything
problems.
Be fed to you. You're not figuring anything out. You might try to predict. You might try to predict a plot or predict a, you know, like a conclusion or something like that, an outcome. But you don't.
I mean, I think
solve
I think
anything.
There are probably better or worse versions of that too, right? I mean, if you're watching documentaries about whatever science or history or whatever, I mean, it's learning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably better than watching sitcoms. Although
he's not watching science and history.
Laughter is also good.
What is he watching right now? Some train thing?
Maybe.
You don't even know.
Well,
he walked away before he selected anything.
But some of the stuff is pretty good. It sounds like he's actually watching the, you know, the do 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 do. You know what I'm talking about?
The train. No.
The one with the music stuff.
No, with all the toys.
All
that's not
toys.
What he's watching. No, listen. It's suspenseful. That's not suspenseful. You know what I mean? Oh, you're right. You have a better ear than me.
The cargo train runs on rail.
Well, he isn't learning anything, but at least the music is okay on it. It is repetitive. It'd be better if they did some kind of like classical music or something like that on there, you know what I mean? What do you think?
I don't know. It sticks in your head, that's for sure. You didn't try any of the pizza?
The pizza volleyballs or pizza soccer ball honeycomb cookie.
It's pretty cute.
Sunshine? Look at gold.
Mm-hmm. I like it that it's right in the middle, too.
Nice. Yeah. A little gold there. Love it. Beauty.
Mm. You're not going to be hungry for dinner, man. You're macking on the cookies.
I know. We got to put them away. That's why I can't make cookies anymore, I realized. Because remember I was making cookies back to back to back? I think I was so stressed with selling the house. And also, I wanted the house to smell good, and I also wanted to smell it. To smell it. I also wanted to sell it. Smell it. It was like kind of like, it was like I was kind of working for myself and working against myself, but I wasn't sure. Sometimes I'm working for myself so I can sell it. Sometimes I'm working against myself to keep it, you know, all at the same time, but.
So how do you feel now that it's a done deal?
It feels good. It feels good stuff. Sometimes it feels scary with the way we can get along.
Well, I'm like, oh my god, I just sold my house.
Yeah,
but you wanted to do that anyway. I mean, that's what I felt even when we've been fighting. They're just like, well,
know.
It's like she wanted to do that anyway. Like, even if you're getting along, like, then it's kind of good that you did it now anyway.
Sometimes it was just because I wanted to run away. You know? You gotta get away from him. But other times it was like, no, we're gonna live together and we're gonna work this out. You know?
Yeah.
See if you'd heard this.
It's louder there, yeah. Yeah, you're at the end of the hallway where it the noise comes out. I'm a little bit over.
Oh, okay.
What? No, I can make the difference. I don't know. Alright, you're putting stuff away?
Yeah. Starting to just clean up the mess in here.
Well, I just baked cookies. Usually happens. Mm-hmm. Look at all this. Like, you little scrapling. Should we make something pretty out of it? Should we make a little art project? Alright. I'll be like, your mom, let's keep this. I might be able to make a flower with it someday. You think she would? She'd be like, I'm gonna dye it different colors.
You're so funny about talking about it.
And we're gonna tape it on the wall.
You were just like it.
Whatever. I am just like your mom. So are you. So are you. She wanted to keep everything. You see him? He's funny with his little... This kid he did is cute. Okay, you see that? Oh, I need that. You see what he did? Isn't this cute? This is what he does.
Yeah.
He hung his little dinosaur off the drawer handle.
I showed you that earlier.
Yeah, it's cute.
Who is, I suppose you're gonna.
Who does cute stuff like that, huh?
I said, I suppose you're gonna want to keep this.
I mean. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, it's kind of wasteful to just throw it away.
Well, no, and it's also kind of cluttery to keep it.
Well, you could put a lid on that, or I could put it in a chalenti, and then we could just remember it and put it up near the sprinkles, you know what I mean? And that's what we use first. Somebody put way too much sugar in there. Well, it is wasteful, though. I don't know. What should we do?
I think we should throw it away.
Alright. You know what? You think a mouse is going to be in there? Look, can a mouse smell that?
If you give a mouse a cookie.
It'll never go away.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, it's a book.
Mm-hmm.
See stuff and I just want to eat it like this apple. I'm just like, well, if someone can eat this apple, I don't want to go to waste. I'm gonna have room for dinner now. What?
You, man.
What?
You've been shaming me a lot lately about food.
You've been shaming me about food?
Yeah, and you're like this too.
Whatever. I've been like trying not to eat as much lately.
I know.
Today I feel like I'm splurging because we did cookies and stuff.
I know, but that, I mean, that's. I know you. I think you also have that kind of extreme addictive behavior, just like I do.
It's good to do compost.
You know?
Got it. I did it the last 3 times.
Wait a minute.
Dark.
Well, I heard
it's
you say earlier.
It's scary.
I heard earlier that you were doing it.
There you go. You can go, though. What? Should I go? That'd be great. I love that. It's getting dark out there. No, I can still see.
You want to finish up?
Huh?
You want to keep cleaning over here?
Not really. Thanks, Brad. All right, I'll wipe down all that stuff. I'm being resourceful with this apple, even though I'm full right now. Mm-hmm. I know. Overeating, though, that's not resourceful. Because I'm stretching out my stomach, and I'm going to want more food later. Right? So, how do you win here?
By stop worrying so much about it, probably. That's probably the best way to win.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe right. I don't know.